B-Pod Studios.
This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
China has already restricted how much money and time folks under the age of 18 can spend with video games, and now they're coming to the arcades and net cafes as well. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening out in Colorado on ESPN Denver 1600, 104.3 The Fan, as well as Extra Sports 1300 in Colorado Springs. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, The Other Identity, and Low Team Damage. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at CheckpointXP.com/shop. The Chinese government has come to arcades and net cafes to ask them to stop admitting those under the age of 18 to the premises unless it's a school holiday.
Yeah, you read that right.
This is absurd.
Isn't a law this time. There's no actual bans going in, but the Ministry of Culture and Tourism did suggest that, as you said, any arcades or internet cafes, they ban anyone under the age of 18 from entering unless it is a school holiday. And they said that this will promote the healthy development of the industry and meet the growing needs of the people for a better life.
This is some dystopian Akira type stuff, okay?
Like, I mean, the time frames are about lining up now.
You know what this is going? You know what this is going to lead to? This is going to lead to underground and black market internet cafes and
that's waiting to happen.
Kinda awesome, actually. But you know what? As soon as I heard this, I thought instantly back to the incident earlier this year with Blitzchung. And just a refresher, Blitzchung was a Hearthstone player who went out on a stream and made very pro-Hong Kong protest statements.
After winning a tournament.
And the Chinese government reached out to Blizzard through Tencent. They essentially said, you know, hey, man, you got to get rid of him. But the thing is, for me, it's hard not to see the parallels of, okay, Blitzchung makes his statements, he gets banned, and then less than a month later, there's a huge ban on, you know, children and their ability to play video games. And now, in conjunction with that, there's government agents now going to arcades and net cafes and telling them not to admit people under the age of 18. It's hard for me It's hard for me not to see all of this put together and just draw a logical conclusion. Blitzchung has started a wave of the Chinese government starting to not want video games in that country, man.
This is a pretty convenient argument to say anti-government sentiment is coming in, and it's coming in through video games that we're importing from other countries. I think that that's a very convenient sort of propaganda line to be able to toe, and I think it's going to be very interesting the way that this issue ends up evolving and continuing, whether there is more of a concerted effort to crack down on video games in that country. But do you think that this is just kneecapping the esports talent, the future esports talent that could be coming out of the region? They just won Worlds. China is extremely competitive in almost every game that they compete in. Is this going to ruin an entire generation of esports talent?
You're not going to see it right now, but when you look at the skill gap that exists between someplace like South Korea and North America, when they've had 15 years of infrastructure built into their scene, 10 or 15 years from now, China's not going to be anywhere on the map if this continues.
Need to stay up to date.
I need that.
Head to CheckpointXP.com for the latest in esports and gaming news.
Norris, have you ever wanted to ask Robbie a question?
Yeah, like, what is it like to sell cattle?
I mean,
that's right,
work.
Farm boy. Listen, if you want to ask any question under the moon to any of the Checkpoint XP radio hosts, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is connect with us on social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, and then send us a DM. Sound off on your favorite video games, gaming news, or your favorite teams, or just say what's up. So time to switch gears and talk about VR. We got the big announcement from Valve last week that Half-Life Alyx is coming to VR platforms. And this got a pretty big reaction from us here in the newsroom. I think that it's really interesting that Valve is putting out some exclusive software for VR headsets, because as soon as VR hit in a kind of mainstream capacity, what we asked was, what would it take for someone to invest in a VR headset? Now, personally, Half-Life Alyx doesn't get it done for me. But I wanted to pose the question out to you guys. What is it going to take for a game developer? What kind of software, what kind of features have to exist out there for you personally to lay out the money for a VR headset?
Well, I already did so about 4 years ago when the first sort of big VR craze had sort of passed through E3. You know, there was a lot of big VR stuff that was coming out. Specifically, I think it was Resident Evil 7.
There were a lot of ports.
And that's
that
what
were
it was.
Out.
See, I had looked at it and I had thought, there's no way I can't get a VR. There's so much coming out on it. And that's the part that sort of caught me, is that they were ports. It wasn't just VR stuff. So I'm playing them in the VR, and it's not really, it's cool, but I don't think it justified the money when I could have played it just as easily on the console.
They haven't done it for me, man.
Let me ask you a question, though. Did you feel burned by that? Like, after you bought it and you've been playing it for a while, you got to experience
that VR
headset.
Knowing what I know now, do I wish I hadn't have invested? Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Norris, you had just said it doesn't get it done for you. What has to be there to get it done?
It's too expensive. It costs too much damn money. Flat out, man. Like, I understand. No matter the game. If they put
Cyberpunk 2077 VR only.
If I got to spend an extra $200 to play it, I'm not buying it. Sorry.
What if there's four like AAA games out for it?
If it costs an extra $200 for me to invest in it, it's too much.
Honestly, I think that's VR's biggest problem right now, is that if you go out and you spend the money on the headset, you need an additional piece of hardware to make it run. Either you need the PlayStation 4 or you need a high powered PC.
We need the
to
headset
be able to run it
to come built into the console.
Or
the headset is the console itself.
Yes.
It would be part of it, yeah.
Exactly. I think that the technology needs to shrink enough to where the headset is self-contained at the least, right? Where you have maybe even a backpack that you can put on.
Oh, yeah, for the headset, by the way, that's like an extra 7 cords, just letting you know.
Exactly. The amount of cords that you have to, you end up feeling like you're hooked up to a whole bunch of tubes and machines, and it's very uncomfortable to play for long stretches and long periods of time. So, you know, I think at least for me, it would take some kind of game that I am hardcore invested in already to make it exclusive to the platform. And then only if I already have the gaming PC would I be open.
But listen to all those. But listen to all those conditions. Listen to all those conditions that you put on that. Like, that's what I'm saying. VR hasn't got to that point to where they say, I know enough is coming out on this from the layout that I'll buy it, knowing the good stuff is coming.
Hold on, though. I want to kind of reset your expectations here, because I don't think paralleling buying a headset to a console is exactly a parallel. I think a better parallel to draw is, are you going to make an investment in a headset or a television, right? Because that's your display. That's where the display is ultimately living. So, you know, in terms of prices versus television, actually, those headsets are pretty competitive.
Yeah, but I get more use out of my television than just playing this game. My television is used for all my streaming, and at this point can also be used as a sex screen for my PC as well.
See, now that's the interesting thing, is that the majority of people who have VR headsets are not using them to consume TV or to consume movies. And I think that may be...
Oh, I sure did. Being able to lie in bed and just look up and see everything you need.
That's pretty cool.
Nothing like it.
I mean, listen, it's pretty cool, but I don't think anyone's buying the hardware for that reason. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen, we want you to sound off in our online poll. Are you interested in virtual reality? Make sure you connect with us on social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. And when you connect with us, make sure you sound off using the hashtag XP on air. Esports is the fastest growing area in collegiate athletics, and Checkpoint XP on campus keeps you up to speed on all the exciting action.
From varsity and club esports tournaments to college curriculums focused on gaming, each week, Checkpoint XP on campus brings you more than just stats and scores.
We're digging to school rivalries, scouting, scholarships, and talking with players and coaches.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP on campus, the show for collegiate video gaming and esports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming.
A production of Beasley Esports XP.
It's Checkpoint XP's social media question. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on Jack Sports Radio 1010 XL in Jacksonville, Florida, as well as ESPN Radio 99.3 in Fort Myers. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com, whether it's our podcasts, our thoughts on the latest stories in gaming and esports, or some Checkpoint XP merch. It all lives over at CheckpointXP.com. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram, so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we asked, what non-main character do you think deserves their own game? What second banana? What sidekick deserves their own video game? And I'm going to kick us off here.
Oh, boy.
Because when I was a kid, I really liked Sonic. Like, around Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles. I was very into those games.
Okay.
And I liked Knuckles. Knuckles was my favorite character.
Because you're angsty.
And they never gave him his own spinoff game, did they?
I mean, they never gave him his true only.
You got Shadow the Hedgehog. Who cares about Shadow the Hedgehog?
The closest he got was Sonic and Knuckles. They kind of shared that game because you could play as either
that
or.
Doesn't
but
count.
But that's not his game.
No, that doesn't count.
I need it to be Knuckles and Knuckles.
Knuckles and more Knuckles.
Yes.
The thing is that based on that Sonic and Knuckles game, I always thought, man, I would love to have a Knuckles only game.
You know where I wanted Knuckles to show up? Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
That's a good one. For my answer, Mass Effect.
I know where you're going.
No, that's the answer.
Just any of them.
All of it. Yeah. Anybody from Mass Effect. Literally pick any character, even the most milquetoast characters. Get Caden, who I hate. I kill him on the planet that you nuke every single time. No question asked. I'd take a side game based on him.
So, I feel you.
But BioWare can't make it.
Well, okay. But so why'd they make Andromeda?
That's a good question.
If that's what you wanted out of Mass Effect, why would question. They
Nate,
go and
Nate,
go the opposite way
Nate,
with it?
Nate.
What?
Welcome to being a Mass Effect fan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, for
make us happy again, Norris.
For my choice, I'm going somewhere. It's a bit low-hanging fruit. They tried to give it to us halfway.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to say Cyborg Ninja. Gray Fox from Metal Gear Solid.
Honestly, almost anyone in Metal Gear Solid would have been a good answer.
Gray Fox.
Problem is.
Sniper Wolf.
Revolver Ocelot.
Oh my God, a Revolver
Ocelot
game?
Can you imagine? Oh,
play MGS3 from Revolver Ocelot's perspective?
Hell, I would take a Meryl game.
Anybody.
Anyone.
But it suffers the same problem as Mass Effect. Konami would be making it.
Well, yeah. That is a problem.
Sorry.
That is a problem.
Sorry. But you know what? I got another one just off the top of my head. And that's Baltir from Final Fantasy XII.
Okay.
Which is who the game should have been about in the first place.
Does that count? Does that still count?
Yeah, no.
Totally.
I mean, actually, I think at one point in development, that was the main
guess
character.
What? Retail, that's not what happened. They gave us Vaughn some... Oh, I was about to say a word I can't say on radio.
With spray on abs.
But he sucks, and I hate him, and I never used him. It was always Baltir, Fron, Ash, main party.
Why'd they have to make Vaughn look like 1995 Michael Jackson?
Oh. I don't know, okay?
It's weird.
Him and Pinello are pointless.
Yeah, you know, you're right. All right, let's take a look at some of the responses that were coming in over social media.
So, first one I need to call out here, Alex over on Facebook says, Captain Falcon, there's clearly more to him.
He has his own game!
It's called F-Zero!
He says there's more to him than racing and fighting. Ravmall on Twitter says, Trickmaster from Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. I want to see all the blood, sweat, and tears he puts into his puzzles, or better yet, let me make them myself.
Pokemon is the exact opposite of Mass Effect and Metal Gear, where I don't care about any of those people.
Yeah, well,
and
wait,
I don't want
As the characters, no, but I think he brings up an interesting idea that the game that Trickmaster would have is you get to make the puzzles for other people to solve.
No,
That's a cool premise.
I understand that, and that is a cool premise, but if you told me Trickmaster from Pokemon, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
No idea.
Let's see, S. Flynn on Twitter says the Gears of War series should have done a spinoff game about Coltrane or the Carmine family instead of Baird storyline in Judgment.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I think Gears of War is a whack franchise. I think
Just overall.
I think it's whack meathead foolishness.
It's definitely been, because I've played them with an old roommate of mine. Mm-hmm. We always co-op through them. And besides that sort of multiplayer or that co-op experience, you're right. There's nothing about the story that's anything more than
especially Coltrane.
Gross.
I see Coltrane, and I just think, oh my god, no,
anyone that creates a character that makes John DiMaggio have to deliver it like he's taking a persistent dump is probably not the right way to go with a character. Listen, John DiMaggio is my favorite voice actor ever. He has done Bender in Futurama. He's doing Disenchantment right now.
In FF10.
Waka in FF10. And that's the thing. This guy can create so many different voices, and you're just going to have him do the wrestler voice the whole time, brother? Stop it. Stop it, Gears of War.
Back over on Facebook, Robin says, Professor Oak...
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. At least now you've got a character from Pokemon that I recognize.
Is Pokemon Snap not his game?
No, you don't play as Professor Oak.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. What is a Professor Oak game?
Do we really talk about, like, do we lead into Professor Oak actually, like, getting with Ash's mom? Because that's my headcanon.
It's a dating sim?
Yeah, that's my headcanon.
It's a dating sim?
Weirdbeard has a...
And then once every, like, couple of days, you have to give a new group of kids new Pokemon?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. I'm getting a little brave here to be able to share mine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Doing it for the meme, Waluigi might actually be a very good character to have. It's literally zero anything in the Mario universe. You can make whatever you want.
Kind of a blank slate. I will give you that.
You could do anything. I'm going to agree with you. Waluigi deserves his own
game. He's been in all the Mario games, essentially, from Mario Tennis to Mario, like, Mario Kart, anything.
All the side games.
He's in all the sports side games, because that's all Waluigi is interested in is. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
He's just a squash game?
He's up for playing some squash.
Super into sports.
But other than that, he's going to live his own life.
Here's the thing, is that, I will back you up on this, Rick, I do think that his exclusion from Smash Brothers has kind of set the tone for him having his own game and having it be successful.
It would sell like hotcakes.
Give me my Waluigi.
Another one over on Twitter, Reverse Gremlin says dog meat.
Okay.
No!
Wait, hang on.
From Fallout.
Hang on. Now I could see this if they did it like they did the cat simulator. Right? Where you're just playing a
dog
cat
simulator, but in the wasteland?
Yes.
No, just make it Okami. and give him magical powers.
Magical paint powers?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of a dog simulator in the wasteland. How long can you survive? That's literally just all it is.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
It's like combining Fallout 4 with Plague Dogs, one of the saddest movies ever made. Yes. Oh. I'm here for this.
Oh, man. Also over on Twitter, Enyo says, a little sister origin story for BioShock.
Ooh. Didn't they do a DLC?
Technically, Burial at Sea is looking for someone, I think, who was turned into a little sister, but I don't know that it was the little sister origin story specifically.
Okay.
All right, one more.
All right, one more. T-Money says Sergeant Major Johnson from Halo. No.
Just a hard no.
Okay. I can't argue. I've never played Halo.
All right. That's where we're going to have to leave it. But make sure you follow us on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week's social media question. It's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP. For more info on the show, links to articles and the Checkpoint XP podcast, then head on over to CheckpointXP.com. And, of course, make note of when you're catching us on your local radio station like WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. And remember to come back next week for more video game news and discussion. And of course, make note of when you're catching us on your local radio station like WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. And remember to come back for more video game news and discussion. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew. Lead segment producing by Norris Howard. Pizza procurement by Weird Beard. Producing and booking help from Chad Callahan. And of course, my co-host Robbie Landis and Norris Howard. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.